Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And here he is on the Harbor One Hotline, Cam Newton. Hey, Cam, good morning.
What's going on, fellas? How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I think I missed this victoriously sore feeling. But other than that, good to go.
When it comes to career wins, where do you rank yesterday?
It's a win. You know, it's just at the end of the day, you just got to find perspective and, you know, obviously enjoying the moment. But more or less, you know, that's expected here. That's expected in my life. That's expected in the way I carry myself. That's expected in the way I prepare. You know, so it's not as if, you know, we can pop champagne and, you know, get size for rings. You know, we just got to put things in perspective and get ready to rock and roll. It's a great way to start the season. It was the expected way to start the season. And we're just going to, you know, as Captain Slayton says, upward and onward.
I will say that it didn't appear like there were any butterflies. I mean, I know you generally give the butterflies. Were there any last minute butterflies yesterday?
No butterflies at all. I believe in, you know, preparing, and, you know, when you prepare the right way, you know, there's no need to, get nervous of something that you kind of already know what's going to happen. It's just all about reacting.
Cam, one of the things that I noticed in the game yesterday, just from watching you play, was looked like a conscious decision for you when you ran the football to kind of protect yourself and get down, maybe not take unnecessary hits. Is that something that you've been thinking about kind of going into the season, or is that something that Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick have kind of been instilling into you as to, hey, protect yourself, you know, get ready for the next play?
Well, I just feel like that's how my running style has kind of morphed over the years. And I just feel like I've gotten better at it, you know, from the time that I've gotten in the league into the time that I'm here now. Mm-hmm. And people always see the running amount, but at the same time, you know, the toll on the runner is not the same as a running back, so to speak. I think quarterbacks all alike has this, you know, invisible rule to be able to get down in an open field rather than finish the run as other positions would like to do. So, you know, either I'm the hammer and not the nail, or delivering the blow, or at the end of the day, I can get down and, you know, like they all say, live to fight another day.
You may not know this about New Englanders yet, but we always look for the negative. So,
yes, correct.
There have been some this morning.
Come on with it.
there have been some this morning who've been texting in or calling in concerned that it'll be tough for you to make it through the entire season running the ball like you did yesterday.
Well, that's just been me. You know, I every year a new discussion comes up about, you know, it's not smart to run, it's not smart to do this, it's not smart to do that. But at the end of the day, I just feel as if whatever necessary way you have to go about winning a football game, that's what you have to do. And, you know, me being an ultimate competitor, you know, if I'm asked to block, I'm willing to do it. If it's asked for me to go run a route, I'm willing to do it. You know, so it's many different ways to attack a defense. And, you know, having a quarterback run is just another added dimension that a lot of teams can't have. But yet, through it all, I just got to make a conscientious decision each and every time that I do run the ball, you know, to be smart, you know, not to get kind of ahead of myself and trying to prove a point. And that point being deemed not the smartest thing to do. So, you know, as long as I run and take care of myself and get down when need be, then, you know, I feel as if everything will be okay.
One of the things that I thought Josh McDaniels did a great job of was putting you in a position where defensively they couldn't key on whether you were running the football, whether you were handing it off, or whether you were throwing the football. And I thought you threw the ball extremely well. Obviously, you had the opportunity to get in the end zone a couple times, and I seen you throw up the Wakanda Forever representing for Chadwick. But when you think of that game plan, what would you say going into that Josh McDaniels, you know, did a good job as far as making sure you were prepared and knowing that, hey, we're going to do a lot of different things with you, Cam?
Well, the thing is, I think Miami's last game in a regular season was with the Patriots. And, you know, they kind of came into this game with the same type of mentality to take number 11 away. So, you know, for us, well, for me, I think we both kind of looked at each other as the game was going on and saying, well, you know, at some point of our career, we needed help, you know, in a way to keep the focus off of me. And when I say me, I'm speaking for Jules.
Highway 11. So, you're speaking for Highway 11.
Highway 11.
Yeah.
He was live in full effect yesterday. But, you know, they don't have enough defenders, in my opinion. You know, if you want to focus on 11 or you want to focus on one or you want to focus on another receiver, you want to focus on a running back, you know, it just keeps people at a disadvantage of you know, trying to schematically scheme us up. And, you know, Josh did a great job with that. And that's just been a focal point for us preparing in this year, just to take what the defense gives us. And, you know, we'll be okay with that.
Speaking of Miami, they were talking a little bit, I'm assuming, yesterday, whether it was Kyle Van Noy or others. What was the tone of what they were saying to you during that game?
It's a football game. No, it's not ballet. You know, it's not tennis, you know, so nothing against those specific sports, but it's just fun, the competitive nature. You have 12 members on a given sector of 53 yards that are alpha males. What do you expect that's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, in my life, growing up in Atlanta, Georgia, by way of College Park, you know, that's just expected. If you can't give it, you know what I'm saying? You better be able to prove it. So for us, as the game goes on, we don't get the luxury of hearing the crowd this year, at least for the early part of it. So therefore, you have to find ways to get yourself going, you know, at the end of the day, in some way, shape, form, in a way that you know how. And for me, I find any person, preferably somebody on the opposite side of the team, that'll keep me competitively engaged. And thanks to those guys who did that.
But, I mean, grabbing the chain is out of bounds. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. One should never grab another's chain.
No, it was, you know, from where I'm from, you know, that's just a sign of disrespect, right? And I'm all about keeping everything within the conscience of the confines of the game. But, I mean, time after time, you know, good thing I went to a good jeweler and got the credentials, so. You know, they didn't do too much damage. But,
yeah. I mean
it's just fun, man. You know, it's just being back out there with the guys.
What is the chain like? I mean, I'm thinking about wearing some more jewelry. Like, what's
not a good look for you.
Yeah, I mean, what's it?
No, honestly, and on a serious note, it's a chain that has all my children and their birthstone on it. So.
Oh.
You could only imagine for all the fathers that's out there, you know, any type of sign of disrespect for a chain. I don't wear chains or repping my hood, which I should. I don't wear chains, you know, with thug life on it, you know what I'm saying? Superman or things like that. All my chains signify things like that. I'm not a big person of tattoos, so I try to get anything that commemorates something that's dear to my life, you know, on something that I can wear. And it's truly dear to me. So the chain that they tried to pull was the one that had each and every child that I have and their birthstone. So it was kind of dear to me.
Did Bill say anything afterwards about that?
Let's just say Bill was Bill.
That means Bill had a little something to say. Kim, one of the things you talk about, you know, where you're from, you know, College Park, East Point, Decatur, you know, I've been to Atlanta.
You know what it is.
I know what it is, you know, playing out at UGA, a lot of those kids from that area come, and football is like you have to have a certain swag. You got to be able to kind of talk the talk right. A little bit. And you talk about that. What do you think it is, though, like where some people are not used to this around here, especially when you see their quarterback that has the ability to get up there and say, hey, listen, I'm going to get right in your face with it. So what do you think you have to maybe show to people that obviously you are different from the guy that used to be here before? But that's just, you know, kind of where you're from. And it ain't nothing wrong, but it's just part of the game.
I just feel like I'm, above all, I'm the ultimate professional. Right. And I think to be cultured is something that you can't buy. It's something that you cannot just go to Walmart, Target, or any one of your local convenience stores and just purchase a cultured badge and you're just equipped with it. Me having the luxury of growing up, like I said, in College Park, where, you know, it's predominantly Black. And now as my career has kind of blossomed, most people around me are Caucasians, and that doesn't make me kind of hide my Black card. If anything, I would want to empower, you know, white people, Black people alike, just to say, hey, man, let's look at where I'm from just a little bit, just like I see where you're from each and every single day. It's not something to show and to be shrewd about it and say, man, look, I'm the thuggest of them all. Like, no, it's just about, man, that's just what I'm used to. That's just how I play. That's just where I just find the most success. But at the end of the day, the cheat code is being able to adapt. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people aren't able to do that. And for me, I do have the ability to do that. And I use that as an edge for me, whether in business, whether on the football field, whether just living life.
Speaking of growing up, Boomer Esiason was on earlier this morning, and I think he was taking credit for showing you how to throw the ball when you were young.
Yes, yes, he was.
That's a true story. That's a true story. I seen Boomer when I was, I believe, in the eighth grade.
Yeah, that's what he said.
7-on-7 football was not as prominent as it is now, and I was on an all-star team where we were pretty much loaded. We had Morgan Burnett, who's, I believe, still in the league, Eric Berry, and we were going against guys like Aurelius Ben and just monsters around the nation, you know. So, and I got the opportunity to read about, you know, Boomer and just his whole career. And obviously he played for teams that, you know, we don't like to mention, but yet at the end of the day, you know, for him, it was just empowering just to know. I don't think he knew who I was at the time, but for him to just remember it, you know, it was just great, man. It's just great just to know that, you know, people remember those intricate parts of your life that, you know I didn't take for granted. And for me to, you know, as a child, read about something, and it was on along the lines of a children's book, but at the end of the day, that was one of the reasons why I dreamed to be who I am today.
Cam, you said previously that you consider success to be a distraction. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, distractions come in many different forms. And most times, you know, the biggest distraction may be success. And I mean that. And the reason why I say that is, you know, when you're winning, when you're doing things great, oftentimes a lot of things get swept up under the rug. You know, when you're losing, you know, you just find ways to, you know, okay, you obviously know what it is. It's more evident, you know, to your eyes. But, you know, I really believe that in knowing more than ever, as success comes, you have to be even more laser focused to know, you know, what things need to be done and how to get them done.
Speaking of distractions, you and Tom Brady both said recently that you abstain from sex on game days. Do you think Tom ought to change that habit?
Who said that?
Did you, when you said that last year, when you did that challenge, was that April Fool's? Did that turn out to be an April Fool's thing last year? Or were you serious about being celibate for a month?
I was celibate for a month. That was a challenge that I do on the off season, mm-hmm. just to try different things. It serves this purpose. And let's just say that.
I mean,
more power to you on that one, man.
I mean, listen, yeah. You're not going to be able to remain celibate if you keep wearing outfits like you wore yesterday. That was fantastic.
Yeah, the canary yellow. How do you whistle on them?
How do you pick that, Cam, every day?
Man, I met with the council, so to speak. You know, trusted friends, loved ones, and we came up with yellow because you know we felt as if you know it's in some ways Resurrection Sunday. You know, Easter's finest. And another kind of notion to the outfit was we wanted it to kind of be like caution tape with the yellow and the black. You know, just to keep people prepared and aware that, you know, Boogie's back.
I thought it was because of the sun and you shine like one. That, you know, what I was thinking.
You know, we can go different. It was a lot of double entendres, a lot of meanings to the outfit. Either way you want to go. You know, I've seen a meme yesterday of the mask, and, you know, it's just fun to be able to wear something like that and win.
You getting any work done today on that left hamstring?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. I don't have no hamstring problems.
Okay, good.
You know, we won, so there means I'm not hurt no more.
Now, let me ask you this, Cam, because there was a call yesterday in the game. It was a rough in the passer call. And before in the past, it seemed like you didn't get those calls. Do you think there's any correlation to maybe now you getting some of those calls? And I know it's only the first game has to do with the fact that Bill Belichick is on your sidelines now as your coach, and he's one of those guys that stays on top of the officials about that.
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. I just felt like it was the right call to make, and they made it. Just throughout the game, man, it was just a little chippy, a lot of disrespect, in my opinion. And that's why I believe tempers flared. You know, you just don't play the game the way, you know, it was certain displays of playing the game yesterday. You know, you say what you have to say, but the time that you start putting physical, you know, hands on a person, then, you know, we can do whatever you want to do. But, yeah, through it all, I believe there was great officiating yesterday. And we just got to, you know, make sure. Well, I just got to make sure that, you know, keeping the composure is something that's at an all-time high moving forward.
Cam, you mentioned disrespect. Do you feel sort of disrespected, you know, with regard to, you know, teams that weren't interested offseason-wise? I mean, do you have a chip on your shoulder this season?
I'll just put it like this. There was a long time off, and there's a docuseries that I do have coming out about 86 nights. And, you know, for any person that has felt forgotten, yeah, I do feel disrespected to a degree. And that's even making me even more loyal and excited, you know, to the Patriots organization for giving me an opportunity. Because a lot of people, you know, who knows, seeing what they saw yesterday or seeing what they had been seeing, you know, probably would have regretted it. But yet, it's not for me to you know, be the person to give out, you know, this, that, and the third. I do feel like I wake up ticked off with things to prove to certain people, whether it's players, whether it's coaches, whether it's GMs, whether it's just the, you know, God didn't bless us with the sun today. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't need too much to get myself going. I'm self-proclaimed a motivator for myself, and that's what I do. So when I play teams that I do know had an opportunity to, you know, come get me, yeah, it's an added advantage to want to go out and do more.
What did Mr. Kraft say to you after the game?
Yeah, I would just say the whole relationship, you know, from Mr. Kraft, his son, Coach Belichick, Josh, my teammates, man, it's just been therapeutic. You know, obviously, there were a lot of stereotypes coming into, and I think I mentioned this yesterday, you know, just with my family members, and I share with you guys, I had two battles that I wanted to, you know, to kind of get go or to achieve yesterday. Number one, I just wanted to win the football game. I think that was the battle, right? We won the battle. And then I think the war for me was just to get the respect for my teammates, knowing that they have a person that they can trust and depend on. When the times get tough, I believe the drive for the game for us was the response drive when they came and scored and got the 2-point conversion and forced to respond the way we did. You know, that's something that builds character in the team. So, you know, for me, achieving or attaining those two specific goals that I set was something that was truly dear and what my main focus was.
And when you talk about the respect thing, you know, I played on a lot of teams where there were guys that I didn't really have respect for, and you didn't really want to catch their back. The one thing I did notice at the end of the game, even when all that scrum was going on, that all your teammates came to your defense, right? And so how does that make you feel as a new player on this team coming into an organization like this, knowing that, hey, in this time of need, all my teammates are right there, right to get in the middle of it and basically be part of whatever was going to go down?
Right. I say it like this. You know, I hate for it to have showed itself the way it did, but God works in mysterious ways. And for me to even see that alone, you know, just, you know, makes this whole transition even more. And any time that I have an opportunity to prove not only to this team but to this fan base that, you know, I'm the right, you know, selection for this opportunity, you know, I want to prove it. And whether it's fourth down, whether it's first and 10, whether it's, you know, the game on the line or just going into a game, you know, I just want to make sure that I have everybody's confidence that I need, especially in that locker room, to know that I can get the job done and will get the job done.
The quarterback question of the week for Cam Newton is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, with offices in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire. Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health. NortheastMen'sHealth.com. Curtis, you have the question of the week.
Cam, when you talk to, you mentioned your family, when you talk to family and friends, what is the most, how do you describe playing for Belichick? You were with Ron Rivera for the rest of your career in Carolina. What is the way you describe him when people close to you ask how it's been playing for the Patriots?
I mean, that's a complex answer, you know, or question to me, but I think the thing that people must know, he makes even the smartest players more cerebral. And with that being said, you know, we go over situational football each and every single day, and there's no point in time where he cannot stop something and teach you something. He's the ultimate teacher. And I just respect that. I just feel as if, you know, I didn't know what to expect coming in here. You know, you hear stories, and I've just been blown away by his professionalism to, you know, adapt on the run. You know, in game, there was a lot of in-game adjustments yesterday, and that was something cool to watch and see. But the preparation leading up to it, we do a lot of self-scouting here. And self-scouting means, you know, if we just focus on our fundamentals and focus on how we can become better, you know, that helps in itself. And that's something that's just blown me away, in knowing that I just got to be the best version of me, and knowing that the person that's next to me that I'm relying on, from Highway 11 to Doughboy to Dirty Dave to Smoking Joe to Winnie the Pooh to Freemason, you know what I'm saying, the Buzzo, you know, it's just a lot of them that go down the list. The Berkey, the twin number one, twin number two. Who else? Everybody's going to be coached the same. Everybody's going to be coached the same. So, and I can't forget my dog. I know he's on IR right now, but Bo Diddley. Everybody, Crazy Leg, Bent Dog.
We need some kind of can we put out
Cam,
like,
you're
a
completely
guy?
Blowing Greg's mind right now. He's like, Doughboy.
I mean, Doughboy, that was my name. I thought I already had Doughboy.
Yeah, but you had that nickname because you were a little doughy.
Nah. It's nothing that people, I've heard, you know, kind of the relative definitions of Doughboy. It's not what people think. I promise you that. It's not. I can't forget that in my room, we got City and the Hoister. So yeah, man, I got a whole list of you know, nicknames for the team. And I just love the atmosphere that we're creating here, and just knowing that we just got to do a great job of moving forward.
My last question, Cam, speaking of atmosphere, was it weird to play without fans yesterday?
Yes, it was. It was. I mean, there's no other way to put it. But yet, you know, you can really get personal, as we did with, you know, talking to our opposing peers.
Tell Doughboy to put down the phone and hang out with the fellas.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, it doesn't get easier this week. Just before you go, I lied last time. This is my last question. You go out, you go on the road, you play in Seattle. There are no fans there, but this is a good football team.
Right. I do know that, and I haven't got an opportunity to kind of look at those guys, but I heard, you know, from what everybody else seen, they won big yesterday on the road. And, you know, we just got to be prepared. And we have to pretty much throw away everything that Miami possessed to us, enjoy, you know, it's really coming down to looking at the sand in the hourglass to celebrate. And now we got to, you know, put our working hat back on to get prepared for, you know, Seattle, knowing that they are a great team with or without the fans, and just make sure that we can control the things that we can control, and preparation is one of those things, and, you know, be able to put the best product we could possibly put on the field.
Well, it is our pleasure to have you on all season long.
Congrats, man.
Congrats.
Keep it up, homie.
You got win number one out of the way, and now you're on to Seattle. Yes, so, Cam Newton, thanks for being on, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys. You guys have a great day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.